Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to. I was online trying to file for a new claim. But for some reason, it won't let me do it because I don't have a PIN number. This is my first time filing in Birmingham, Alabama.
So are you trying to make a new claim?
Yes, because this is my first, I moved here about 8 months ago.
All right. Can I have your social security number, please?
Okay, it's 381-84-1374.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that after 381?
841374.
Thank you. And can I have your... Okay, so you've never filed for the state of Alabama before?
No, ma'am.
All right, so just to make sure that I have this social correct, was that 3818? Was that 381-84-1374?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. So can I have your first name?
David.
And your last name?
Miles, M-I-L-E-S.
And your date of birth?
9/12/74.
And just to confirm that back to you, that was September 12, 1974?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulties speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college.
And what is your mother's maiden name?
Mona Potts. M-O-N-A-P-O-T-T-S.
So that would be the last name that she was born with?
Yeah, Mona Potts, yes.
Is that her full name or just her last name?
No, Mona is her first name.
Okay, so Potts, I just need the last name that she was born with.
Okay, Potts, P-O-T-T-S.
Thank you. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
And what state is that license in?
Alabama.
Can I have that driver's license number?
104-37267.
Thank you. And just to confirm that back to you, that was 104-37267?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. And which would you prefer, sir?
I take the card.
All right. When you made your selection, you were provided information regarding your prepaid account, including a pre-disclosure of fees associated with your prepaid benefits card. Did you hear this information?
Yes.
All right. And can I have your mailing address, please?
Okay. 500 Wild, W-I-L-D, Wood, W-O-O-D, Circle. North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35209, room 422.
And is this mailing address different from your residence address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
And what's your primary telephone number?
256-431-5128.
And just to confirm this address back to you, was that 500 Wildwood Circle North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35209?
Yes, room 422.
You said that was room 422?
Yes.
It is necessary to verify your identity. When filing for USC benefits, you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1992 Mercedes-Benz 190, a 1994 Ford F-150, a 1995, the Ford F?
Well, I've owned, but it wasn't a 1994, though.
All right. So 1995 Plymouth Voyager, a 2000 Toyota Cecilia, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles.
And you said that's a you said a 1994 F-150?
Yes, it was a 1994 Ford F-150.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's the model number, yeah. I thought you said that's what I had. Yeah, that's it.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1124 Benton Mason Drive? 269,
yep.
That one?
Yep.
According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 5 feet and 7 inches, 5 feet and 10 inches, 6 feet and 1 inches, 6 feet and 5 inches, or my height is not reported as any of these values?
My height not reported.
Okay. What color was your 1983 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme? Black, blue, brown, gold, or I've never been associated with this vehicle?
Say that again.
What color was your 1983 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme? Black, blue, brown, gold, or I've never been associated with this vehicle?
Well, I had a color Supreme, but it was tan.
Okay. And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Antioch? Morrisontown?
Yep. Antioch.
All right. And I have some yes and no questions to ask you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes.
Okay, so since you have indicated receiving out-of-state wages, these wages will not appear on the first monetary determination you receive. These wages will be requested by our agency, and once we receive these wages, they will be added to the
claim.
Excuse me. Yes, sir?
When you say, when I worked in out-of-state, I worked for a traveling company. So, I mean, once I came to Alabama, I didn't receive any more, funding out-of-state in the last 18 months.
Okay, but since you have answered yes to this question,
I don't quite understand what you were asking on that one.
Okay, well, this is just stating to me that since you have said yes to that question, these wages will not appear on the first monetary determination you receive. These wages will be requested by our agency, and once we receive these wages, they will be added to the claim, and a second monetary determination of these wages will be mailed to you.
Okay.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And when was your last day of work?
June 29th.
You said June 29?
Yes.
And I have a couple more yes and no questions to ask you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
25.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what was your previous job title?
Lead maintenance technician.
And what kind of technician did you say that was again?
Maintenance.
And are you seeking work in this current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the name of the last company you worked for?
Buffalo Rock.
And do you have their phone number?
No, not at hand. No, I do not.
Okay, let's see if we can find this online then. And what city and state is this work performed in?
It's in Birmingham, Alabama. Oxmoor Lane.
Okay, and I have their phone number here. 942-3435. And when was your first day of employment with them?
I believe it was November. Sometime in November.
Was it of last year?
Yes, November of last year.
Was it maybe towards the beginning or the end of November?
Yes, we'll say the beginning.
All right. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
I haven't received anything.
And why are you no longer working for this employer?
My points. I overpointed. I ended up getting too many points within the year for tardies, absence.
And what is the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Talking about the HR. Her name is Wes, Miss Wes. That's all I know. Her name is Miss Wes. Let me see. I'm making a little bit of fun.
And was there any prior warning for this same or similar acts?
Well, I got a, you know, they went through the process with a verbal and a written.
And what did you do to try to resolve the issue before you were terminated?
Well, it was impossible for me to resolve because I was already overworked. We was understaffed, so I mean, I'm working 15 hours a day, 6 days a week. So, you know, I just kept doing what I was doing, going to work, and if I can make it, I can make it. If I can't, I can't. I just got overworked. I mean, I had a workload put on me, being the lead.
And would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Do you have pen and paper?
Okay.
All right, I have your 4-digit PIN. This is your PIN you will use when you call in each week to do your weekly certification. It is 7474.
7474.
So it's the last two numbers of your social, which is 74, and then the last two numbers of your birth year, which is 74.
Okay.
And I'll now read you your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you can log in at alabamaworks.gov. And Alabama is spelled out both times, and the first time is Alabama Works, so the words are connected with an S at the end of works, and then .alabama.gov.
Okay, I got Alabama Works with S together, I got .alabama.gov.
Yes, sir. And you just go there to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in the interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. Friday, and not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. So this coming Sunday is when you can do your first certification.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4000. 4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by letter or by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. All right, Mr. Miles, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
All right, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a wonderful day, sir.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.